When I say that I want to look more into the hair, and I'm not talking about heirs here. I'm talking about heirs too. Not like people who are going to take all of our money when we die because we had never had any children and we're the last of the line. But hair. Do we leave it to our hair heirs?
Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
Is that us? Well, hello! Hello! Welcome to the broadcast!
Welcome! We are so glad to be here.
Absolutely delighted to be here. As your hostesses with the most of what a tall drink of water this is after a long dry spell. You know what I'm saying, sister?
For
the broadcast.
I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson. And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
You probably think you're hearing double it. Of course you are. We're a sister act.
Thank you. Thank a dynamic you. Duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Now listen, people can't tell us apart. And it's okay. We have a lot of fun with that. If you're at home, you're going, who's in my right ear? Who's in my left ear? Are we on mono?
Who's up? Who's down?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter because we have fun. We're identical.
Don't worry about it. It sounds like we're at a soccer match. I mean, I do love their legs. Hey, and yes, we are those Filsons of the Filson family, Filbert fortune.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built on nuts, the filbert.
Did you hear that?
A nut fortune.
That makes us a rich couple of nuts.
You know what? You know who's a nut?
You're a nut, and I guess that makes us a pair of nuts.
God, I love this girl.
I love
She's
this girl.
So cute.
I'm
so
the luckiest.
Funny. No, I am.
You are the nut. Hey, our father, Phil Filson, God rest his soul. Yeah. He'd put us one on each knee. He'd say, my beautiful, identical twin daughters. Yeah. Don't rest on your nuts.
Go out there and do something with your lives and make a difference in this world.
Yeah, so here we are. We're here. Do you hear us? Yeah. We're here. We're back.
It's been 2 years, baby.
What's
here
2 years?
We are on Vashon Island.
Tell us about it, sister.
For those of you listening out in the wide world, and for you, I hope you are. Vashon Island is an actual place. Listen, we couldn't make this stuff up in Detroit. It's like an island, but it's smaller. And to keep things simple, they call the town Vashon.
Very easy for them
to
remember.
It's like a town, only there's no town to speak of. It's located near Seattle, never been, in the other Washington, the one with the trees. We don't live here, but we love making a difference.
We don't even drive. We get it dropped off. You know, well, we used to get dropped off once a month or so, whether we wanted to or not.
No, it's been 2 years. 2 years. Speaking of which, you're listening to the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
Did you hear? We are live tonight. And I know you've been waiting for this. Tonight's topic on the broadcast. Born in New Jersey, USA. Call me the boss, baby. Subtitled, I'm on fire.
Oh my gosh. As usual, we have a fabulous guest. Can you guess who it is here on the broadcast?
Just try. And does our topic start your engine?
Yes.
Tickle your toes?
A little bit.
Make you feel all the feelings?
I feel them all.
Well, stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
But first,
one of our very, very favorite segments of our show.
Favorite segment.
Because it's radio.
Because it's radio.
And here we are bringing our dulcet tones to the people from Vashon and far away. But we don't just sound good. No. We look good.
And
you just have to take our word for it.
We're known for our costuming.
Absolutely.
For our fashion,
a few other things.
For our flair. We're known for it, so can we let the people of Vashon down? No.
No, no.
We would never let you down.
Well, it's one reason why we come here, dressed up, wearing deodorant and closed-toe shoes. And in particular, for
us. Mine are open because my lipstick and my toes are matching.
Well,
so we'll take a picture of
and I do appreciate that. You're also a little swollen up from the flight, and so you know I just cut my nail.
That happens. Nance, you look great.
Well, you know you look good when your identical twin sister looks this good.
You look absolutely stunning tonight. You're looking ravishing and hot couture.
That you say? You like
you
that?
Hot, not hot. Hot.
Hot couture caftans. And when we say hot, we mean warmth.
That's right.
And when we say couture, we mean custom.
That's what we mean.
And when we say caftan, we mean very forgiving.
Very forgiving. Listen, we're back in the Pacific Northwest, not the South Pacific, the other one.
How I miss Polynesia tonight.
Oh, it's rainy and it's gray, and thank God for the brandy snifters and two-ply pantyhose.
It's chilly here.
It's very chilly.
It's not only chilly, but it's wet.
Yeah.
What do they call that, a bone chill? A wet bone.
They call it a wet to the bone.
I just feel wet bone tonight.
You are bone wet.
Bony wet.
No, interesting. Is it? They say bone wet, but then they also say bone dry.
Well, obviously, it makes a lot of sense now that I think about it.
The marrow is very deep,
I guess. Oh, yeah. Very dark. And very good for you, too. But very to have your bones wet, I don't think it's that great. For women of our age, I don't want to be in this climate.
No. You want them dry.
Not at all.
You're probably wondering where we've been. Where have we been for the last 2 years?
Well, you are going to believe this.
We've been cryogenically frozen.
Obviously.
Look.
How often?
Oh,
15 or 20 years. Oh, we have our assistant, Jeff, G-E-O-F-F. He schedules
a
little.
Take your thyroid, honey.
Thank you.
You betcha.
So Jeff, he'd schedule us a little deep freezer time for the famous at the Spa Majestique in the Swiss Alps.
It's a fabulous place. And you know, you go to avoid burnout, to avoid certain fashion trends that you're not really interested in.
Also, certain presidents.
Oh,
and because we're live tonight and it's our show, we'll just say we didn't care at all for a certain orange-faced, toupee, misogynistic racist who was running our country.
Listen, he threw great parties back in the 80s, but no more, thank you.
I'd rather be a popsicle.
Really. We were in very good company at the Spa Majestique. Everybody goes there. Everybody who's everybody. I'm talking about Eric Estrada.
Well, naturally, Suzanne Plachet, looking wonderful.
Gary Busey, but can I tell you something? I don't think it's working for him.
Do you think that they just kept him in too long? Like he looked a little spongy?
A spongy thing.
Very
like
spongy
a
look.
Face. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying about a rubber
like
face?
Like a cake. I do love a sponge cake.
I love a sponge cake, but I don't want it on my face.
No.
I don't want it on my
and
face.
And I don't think Gary Busey wants it on his face any longer either.
Steve Buscemi, and he looks as good as he ever did. I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like he was born looking that way.
He was born
looking old, but a very funny man.
Cute.
He was cutting us all up when he came out.
Danza. Who's the one? Who's the one who was so big? The big fella. He took up
Jean-Claude. Van Damme.
Took up two
castles. Is it Van Damme? Is it Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean-Claude.
I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't care. I'm not interested in him for the talking. You know what I'm saying?
And naturally, Cher. Although, if you haven't seen her out, I feel like she's been cryogenically frozen for most of the time.
Judy Dench. Also, Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks good.
And both of them in excellent elocution.
Oh, I wonder if they trained with the same person we did.
What was the name of our coach?
Oh gosh,
so back
so many
when.
Years, I can't remember.
Remember, over and over, she would try to have a say.
Cornelius Shula.
Was it Shula?
Cornelius Shula.
Shula. Yeah.
Yeah. And Cornelius would always have us practicing our consonants, our vowels, and that's how we
Because we had a very continental accent at this point.
We wanted to have perfect standard American, and that's what we have. So you can't. No hint of a regional accent.
You sound wonderful.
You
by
sound
the way.
Wonderful.
I wonder why.
You sound so good.
You sound like me.
Thank you, Cornelius.
Thank you, wherever you are.
Well, cryogenic freezing is a lot of fun, and I'll tell you what. I hear our timing was great because there's been some virus going around.
Nasty stuff, but hey,
gross.
Not to worry. Here's what you're gonna do.
Okay.
You get all the shots.
Okay.
Keep your masks on.
Got it.
Keep your distance,
yeah.
And keep your eye on the prize.
Thank you. Cryogenic freezing has a lot of benefits, aside from, you know, the obvious, you cool out a little bit, but also, you know, you look considerably younger because we've only been thawed out for, I don't know, maybe 2/3 of our lives.
Who's counting? It's also where our nipples roll. We're so hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, speaking of nipples, let's meet our new engineer.
It's Mr. Anthony James.
Applause.
Welcome.
Oh,
welcome.
Oh,
he's
going to give himself a play. He's going to give himself a hand. That happened
brother.
With the last one.
I
don't think so
that
either.
Chris Austin came in and said there's things you can't
say and can't do.
And
on the, even on the air.
Three of the seven. Listen, our engineers over the years.
Oh,
if you're a regular listener, you know we've been.
And we know you are.
It's been a mixed bag.
So many engineers.
It's been a mixed bag. But all of them very impressive. You know, the who's who of the Sean Notables. Do you know what I mean?
Bon vivants, all of them.
Yeah, land barons.
Japanese robots the last time.
And now, Mr. Anthony James.
Applause.
Tell us about yourself. Because listen, we had Jeff Goigliu and
he really
very dry. Speaking
absolutely nothing.
Dry.
There was a small property tax statement. Very, very small. In fact,
something about
what was that?
Climate change. We're not really interested. So tell us about yourself.
Check. I think my audio levels are fine.
Okay.
You know, some of our engineers have actually been out of work. Actors, which we find out later. Everybody thinks they're a comedian.
Everybody wants a little
microphone. Everybody wants a piece
time.
Of the air.
You know?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? See how it goes?
Look, I'm going to pour myself a drink while you tell us about yourself, Anthony James.
Anthony, who are you? What?
It's Andy. It's not important.
Did we get his name wrong?
No, sure. It's fine. I got a new audio interface. It's lets me mix audio from any. You know what? It's not important.
No, it really
you're right.
Andy.
You're totally right this time.
Andy,
you
said
really
it was.
Appreciate it. Oh, and I forgot to tell you that we have two engineers here tonight because, you know, they always have to double up with us. Yeah. And we brought you a very small amount of dessert in this ice bucket. Yeah. I think
we understand you like ice cream.
And commensurate with the salary, I think, that VOV has here for the engineers.
Did they pay you well, Anthony?
It's going to pay me?
I don't think so.
No,
what'd you do?
It's ice cream. It's smaller than, it looks like ice cream. It's a chocolate and a vanilla, and I don't want you to fight over it. And there's real silver in there, but enjoy.
I've never seen a small ice cream in my life.
You're welcome.
When I say go get a small ice cream.
Ladies, it's radio.
Do you know, we have a cooler in the limousine, but it was full of champagne. I'm sorry, there wasn't that much room.
So what'd you do Saturday night, Anthony?
I was rereading Catcher in the... Oh, no. I mean, actually, I was with a lady, a human lady.
You made love to someone.
Who'd you make love to?
Talk to me.
Her name is... you don't know her.
Don't.
Well, we might know her.
Bernadette, she's in Canada. I met her at summer
camp.
Oh,
Canadian. So he's gay.
People
always say that.
She doesn't live around here. You wouldn't know her.
Yeah. I've heard that story before. Listen, I do know a Bernadette in Canada. Her name's Bernadette Peters. She's living in Toronto right now. She plays a mean trumpet, and the girls' curls go on for miles.
I will say that's true. Congratulations.
It's a free utility, and I can mix audio from any input and can record.
Okay.
You can use that input.
You know, it's okay. You don't want to take your work home. Oh, boy. Another one of these.
It's not work.
How many engineers have we had now, sister? Is this nine?
I could not begin to count.
The island I heard recently is 14 miles long. We still haven't seen the Cheesecake Factory. That's nine engineers for every almost mile of this godforsaken island.
I'm sick to my stomach over it, to tell you the truth.
I was sick when I come in here. I hope you enjoy the ice cream.
Oh, boy.
You're about 6.5 minutes behind your script now.
Okay.
Oh, wow, he's punctual.
Okay.
All right.
I hope he takes direction.
Reminds me of my sponsor. Kenny Rogers Roasters and Cremation Services. You've heard about Kenny Rogers Roasters' patented technology for delicious, crispy fried chicken done right every time. Now you can rest assured you'll be finished to perfection, too. You gotta know when to fold them at Kenny Rogers Roasters and Cremation Services. Same-day service available through their drive-thru at the Sarasota Springs location.
Yes.
I love Kenny Rogers.
I love Sarasota Springs.
Do you know we should talk to Kenny Rogers about going to the Spa Majestique and getting a little cryogenically frozen? If he would have done it 15 years ago, too, just put pause on what
because
is happening to his face.
What they're doing is too much.
Holy smokes.
I don't recognize the man anymore. I think he might have passed.
I love, you know that Dolly Parton.
He's dead. He died.
No, he's living. He's a living dead.
Can we turn your microphone off?
I'm sorry.
There we go.
He's
the best thing
though.
I've heard all night.
He's cute.
Yeah. Turn it off and take it off. That's my new motto with the engineers here in Vashon.
They start to age and they plump up the cheekbones.
Is it first? The plumping happens first.
And then they plump it up a little bit.
And when there's
more.
Nothing to plump, they start to pull.
They put a little chin in.
Oh, fillers.
And
plumping,
all of a sudden,
filling, and pulling.
What's happening? Are you some sort of ventriloquist dummy?
You look like you're caught in a wind tunnel.
You look like you had an accident with a beehive.
I really want to do this in a live show, but Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, who had far too much work, and I adore them both. And they're doing this, islands on the strand, that is what we are. And they're completely stretched out, and they sound like they're
Because you have to be able to open your mouth for a variety of reasons.
When you're a big star, you got to open your mouth wide.
Listen, for stars today, it's all about mouth, gape, and tooth size.
And no gapping or gape.
You need big teeth and a big mouth.
Oh, God.
I'm
glad we
truth?
Talked about it.
Thank you.
We look pretty darn good for our age.
We're
not talking.
We're not saying who does what, okay? Keep it to yourself.
I would love to talk about the old broads all day. Oh, this is our favorite music. You know why?
It's time to introduce our guest. Our guest tonight is the inimitable and invisible, as he's not currently here yet. He's on his way.
Bruce Springsteen!
Oh, get cannot wait to see it, but Bruce is not here yet. Hang on, I'm going to see if we have a text from his manager. Okay.
Do we have an update?
Yeah, he's landed at the Vashon Municipal Airport, which is close by, but apparently there's some trouble because it's a very short runway.
He's not that short, sister.
No, hey, listen, I didn't mean to imply anything about his height, but you know, I don't mind a less than giant gent. I love a tall fella. The fine bone types, however, can be very light on their feet.
Like ballerinas in the bedroom.
I've always said this. Mm. I've always said this.
Let's talk about a few of those stars that we've dated that have been a little bit, you know, on the less tall side. Yeah. And you know how you're supposed to be so woke these days. The kids are always talking about no cultural appropriation.
None.
You're hearing impaired. What are you when you're short? Are you vertically challenged?
I think you're just a little short. A little,
can you say the S word any longer, though?
I don't know.
I like that. Okay. We've got Humphrey Bogart.
Not only short, but very sort of grizzled in the face.
5'6". Mm-hmm. Brando.
Very short. And
big voice.
Strange fella.
Short in the shank.
Very strange fella. He loved, and I mean this, he loved to be moist, and he would go to the extent of using lard as a moisturizer.
Brando?
Very effective.
Oh.
Yes.
I couldn't tell together.
Now, here's who's
we were just
tiny, but oh my God. Steve McQueen. Listen, he's got the motorcycle. He's got the sunglasses.
He's got the
short sleeve sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Lifties. Do you think any of them wear lifties? I'm not talking about the brassieres that we've been the sponsors for years.
Lifters.
Yeah, loafer lifters.
For
I'm very curious,
loafer.
Actually.
That's a great idea.
Oh, how about Radar from MASH?
Oh, yeah.
So adorable. Put him in your pocket. I never learned his real name.
I just called him Radar.
I love that. Tune in, Tokyo. Wait, is that the same thing?
Sounds similar.
Stallone.
Yeah.
Oh, little. Come on. Very small.
Little.
Very small.
And kind of had a small man complex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very big truck
ego.
Is what you're saying,
big
right?
Ego.
Big tires on his truck, for
Hoffman,
sure.
Hoffman. Dusty.
Oh, Dusty.
Sweet little Dusty.
His, however, very impressive.
Very impressive.
We're not talking about his nose.
His Tootsie?
His Tootsie.
I love that show. Do you know that we were credited for coming up with the storyline for Tootsie? It was very fun.
They really redid it in a way that, to me, was offensive. But, yeah, Oz.
It turned out to be
a big thing. So many great ideas have been
ours. How about Jackie Chan? Small and still a very powerful kicker.
He does
and an accomplished calligrapher.
Stunts.
Did you know this about Jackie? Yeah.
Of course I do.
Very, very fine touch.
Very good guy.
Rarely known about this.
Hey, this just
What's going on?
The manager says, apparently the Springsteen party is stuck over there behind the automatic gate at the municipal airport because the gate is not automatically opening.
Oh, this is so Vashon.
Come on, Vashon.
Well, we wish you Godspeed, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce.
This really
Come
does
on.
Sound
He's
like
so
Vashon.
Close. Brother.
Hey, oh,
time
I hear
for
that.
My favorite segment.
Another one of mine, and it's called
Hot.
Well, or not. How are we going to do this, sister?
I don't know, because we designed this.
Should we talk
guest,
to Anthony?
The boss himself. Anthony? Anthony,
you can turn the little button on. Press your button.
Check.
You're going to have to be a stand-in.
Can you
for
pretend
Bruce?
To be check. Bruce Springsteen for a little while? And if you can't, please, I guess, just be yourself. Oh. I don't know. This was designed just for our guest, the boss himself. But
you're going to have to put yourself in his shoes. So wait, take a minute. Close your eyes. Can you do that? While you're managing the board?
Wait, you think he looks like Springsteen with his eyes closed? I think you should close your eyes. Then he'd look more like
him. Come on,
shut off all the lights. Like those old parties we used to have.
Oh, remember?
Cocaine and Twister. And very low lighting.
And
all right.
Twizzlers. Now listen, imagine your jeans are three sizes tighter.
Oh!
Okay.
And your muscles are two
boys.
Sizes
it's
bigger.
Can I do Ira Glass instead?
You could try.
Okay.
Oh, we've done him. You don't want to. All right.
Very dry.
So we're going to... You do know how this game is played.
You
I'm sure you've listened to our show before if you signed up for this.
You studied before you got the job.
Clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to say a thing. Are you going to say if it's hot or...
Not.
Okay.
So...
It's pretty easy. Go ahead and start, sister.
Easy. Being the boss.
In capital letters, by the way. The boss.
I mean, capitalist, it's problematic.
Capitalism?
Like a capitalist boss? That
oh,
kind
being
of boss?
The boss.
Sure.
The boss.
You know, like, who's the boss?
Oh.
Who was the boss in that show? Would you say was it Angela or was it Tony? Speaking of Tony.
Definitely Tony Danza.
I'd say hot.
Oh,
it's hot.
Angela.
We should next time just have Tony Danza on standby when Bruce Springsteen gets stuck behind
That's
a gate.
That's not a bad idea.
Let's do that.
You know who was the boss in that show? The mother. What was
her
name?
Well, clearly. Mother.
She was
Mary?
Mother. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So we digress.
I'm going to go hot.
Okay. All right. How about this one? Yeah. Being born in the USA.
Oh.
Hot or not?
That's not hot. No.
Wow.
Hmm. Well, we were born Americans and we'll most likely die Americans.
So, yeah,
we're a big fan. We've been all over the world and we still much prefer. All right. All right.
Very good.
Go ahead.
T-shirts with no sleeves. You know what I'm talking about? They call them the muscle shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would be hot for someone else. Yeah, hot.
How about muscles?
That's fair.
Sure.
You're vacillating on muscles. Muscles are...
You don't know if muscles are hot.
I'm worried you're going to pinch me again. So I'm going to say what I think you want.
That's the last segment of the show because who's touching you now? It's obviously going to have to be our engineer. But isn't that how we lost our third one?
Yeah.
Because that's on seven.
The FCC said no more blindfolding.
No more blindfolds. What does the FCC have to do with blindfolds?
And what do they have to do with anything?
How about a hanky in the back pocket? You know, dangling out.
That's hot. That's hot.
Now, let's talk about this for a second because
I think I have an idea what it's used for. But go ahead, sister.
Different colors signify different things in certain cultures.
Right.
Right?
Well, so, if it's red, a giant bull's going to run across the stage and poke him in the tush.
Maybe about 40 years ago, yeah.
There's no more? We don't do that anymore?
Yeah, blue? So.
Right in, friends. Friends, if you're listening and you know about the hankies, do we still do that?
But I do love how he has a hanky in his back. And I don't even know how he gets it in those jeans. How else? You couldn't even finish put a credit card on the back jeans, let alone a little hanky.
Maybe, not an iPhone. A razor? Maybe. Maybe.
Do you think it's for wiping off his sweaty brow doing performances?
He looks like he gets very
sweaty. I wish he was here and he could answer these questions himself.
Bruce, where are you,
Bruce? Well, let's finish with
He'll
Anthony.
Okay.
Dancing in the dark? Best or not?
That's the best way. Of dancing. Yeah.
I have to agree. I don't want a bright light on me when I'm dancing unless it's a spotlight. And then turn it up.
I'd prefer the spotlight. Yeah. I say, why bother moving if no one's looking?
That's a good point. I never thought of it that way.
I do. Sometimes I eat alone, but I never dance without an audience. You know that.
Because why waste the calories?
Good point. You know? Spaghetti, on the other hand.
Playing guitar, hot or not?
I'm sure.
Okay. Playing guitar with your feet?
With my feet?
Yeah.
Pretend you're the Bruce.
My God.
The Bruce's
feet? Ugh. I don't like thinking about feet. I'm
How
sorry.
How about playing guitar with your tongue?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that what they call it, a guitar lick?
Yes, that's fine.
What's your favorite guitar to lick?
A Telecaster.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good choice.
I don't know. Sounds like an old car. Like a little tiny mandolin. It depends on the size of the tongue. I really wish Bruce was here to answer these questions himself.
I feel like a mess. There should have been a punchline.
You know what?
I blew it.
Oh, don't worry. That's our job. But here's the thing. We should have asked him first, hot or not, playing games on air with identical twin air
wrestlers. What's the best guitar to lick?
You tell us.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Your boyfriend?
The Liechtenstein. Yeah. I don't know. It's very old.
Do you love the guitar? Do you play the guitar?
I do.
Oh,
wow. I do.
So you're an engineer by night and a guitar player by day?
Yeah, by night. I'm nothing by day.
Are you a classical guitarist?
No.
Classical means he's older. I'm pretty sure.
He's got silver hair. You know?
That's so true.
I like to play old first and second generation punk music, like Manchester music, Gang of Four.
That's interesting. I noticed that a lot of people have gray hair.
Check.
We haven't been here in a while, and we come out here and everybody lost the hair dye. They just
stopped caring.
And you know, that is a good reason for us to be back. Another good reason.
Shut up, friends.
Because people need to dye
their
hair again.
You don't have to wear pajamas
all the
time. No. You don't have to wear rubber shoes every day.
And even if you do, take care of your brutes.
Take care of your brutes.
Our friend Chris Austin is actually looking down right now, and I think he's got his rubbers on.
Rubber
yeah.
My God. They look very new, though. Are those new boots, Chris?
Yeah. I miss him.
Oh, yeah, he says. Oh, yeah.
All right. I'd like to say that hot or not was fun, but I don't know. Anyway.
That was fun. I had a good time. Did you have a good time, Anthony?
check.
Okay.
Look, there's a lot of viruses going around. We want everybody to just stay safe. So keep your mask on, blah, blah. We told you this already.
So tell them again. What do they keep their eye on, Nance?
The prize.
Thank you.
We're all in this together.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Because here's the thing. We are out. We are done being frozen. We've been frozen for the last 2 years. We want to do some live shows.
We're
we would like an audience. Let's have some fun.
Put on a nice dress.
We love our company. In fact, we prefer it over everybody else. But we also like to perform. And we like people to actually be in the audiences. Yeah. We're thinking of renting out the Apollo again.
A lot of fun. I noticed there's an empty... a vacant storefront.
Oh, what is
over
it?
There. I don't know what it used to be.
Is that where the Cheesecake Factory was?
Maybe it was the Cheesecake
Perhaps.
Factory. Maybe it was the Cheesecake Factory. Maybe we ought to move in there and open
Do you remember our idea for opening a mercantile?
Absolutely, I do. Where the carpet matched the drapes?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. You can get your merkin and your tile in the same place. Because the mercantile.
I like when everything goes together.
Oh, I know. Well, you show your lips and your toes.
Too matchy matchy for me. If I have a house, I want it to be green. I want the entryway green. I want the bathroom green. I want the bathroom carpeting green.
I want that for you.
I want the hood over the range green.
They call it monochromatic.
Thank
you. Do you remember when we had a guest? John, we were asking him about
metamodern,
and that's what I thought he was talking about. When your divan is the same color as your carpet, is the same color as your drapes. Yeah,
metachromatic.
Get it?
I get it.
Now we get it.
God,
right.
It all makes sense. Anyway, he wasn't describing it right.
Talk about this offline.
He never describes it like you do,
moron.
God, I love the way you think.
Long, 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 long time ago, something very similar happened. We've been through this, and this is why we want you to follow our advice.
Trust us. We've been around the block, gals and boys and folks. We were part of, were we the beginning of, were we patient zero? A little outbreak, okay?
It was called
the clap. The clap.
The clap.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with.
No. From our first cruise ship gig, it got to have been the late 40s?
Maybe 50s, yeah.
It was herpes in the 60s. Now, I'm sorry about that. I think we got that again.
A very persistent case of gonorrhea. And chlamydia.
Oh,
double trouble. The very constant companion of ours from about 1975 to the mid-90s.
Oh, God, at least 97. That was tough. But you know what? We got through it, and so will you. Also crabs. Oh. Anytime we overnighted with the Stones.
Oh, a Jefferson Starship.
Oh, boy. Or Rod Stewart.
That dirty dog.
Yeah, which was now like he's Tony Bennett.
He's
with
everywhere.
With a tie on. Are you kidding me? Who are you kidding? And by the way, who's doing your wigs? Because they're gorgeous.
They really are.
They're gorgeous.
Is it a Delta Burke?
Is it a Delta or is it a... It might be an Evan Pacone. I can't
tell. It could be. It could be a Mark Jacobs. He's really branching out.
Tom Ford is doing a great wig for Tina Turner right now. And I'm telling you, I've got my eye on it. It's beautiful.
I love a good wig. Ah. Maybe that's what could happen for Vishon. If they don't feel like dying because, I don't know, they just can't get a hold of something like that here or Amazon doesn't deliver.
Wigs.
Yeah, wigs. Well, we have these wonderful questions for Bruce.
Anthony, will you stand in?
We wanted to ask him which STDs he's had.
Oh.
And from whom?
And don't worry, nobody's listening.
Nobody listens to the show, Antony. Nobody. Go ahead.
So what's the question?
What STDs have you had? And who'd you catch them
from? Just shared. How about you? Your turn.
I have a toenail fungus.
Oh, a current? Something current.
That's kind of interesting.
A toenail fungus.
That is a sexually transmitted situation. I'm intrigued.
I would say he's very flexible.
Uh-oh, I just got a text from Bruce's
What
manager.
Does it say now?
Okay, they rerouted because they didn't get the gates open. So they've rerouted to the Vishon Airport. No, from the Vishon Airport, they've gone to Misty Isle.
The porn star Misty Isle?
I guess.
What, they're
going to
stop there and see her? She lives here too?
Oh, no. Okay, they're saying Misty Isle is a very large property here on Vishon Island. Nothing to write home about if you ask me. Probably nothing but trees.
More trees.
But it looks like they've got a helicopter pad that's going to work in a pinch. So, okay. So they landed and they're waiting on Wax Orchard Road.
Wax Orchard, the elite Hollywood spa?
No. Listen, you can't make this stuff up. They're going to hail a cab. Okay, good for you. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
They'll be here any minute.
Wonderful. All right.
All right. It's time for a
fabulous
segment.
Ask a Loco.
Boom, boom,
oh, sorry. That's a typo. It's Ask a Local.
Ask a Local.
Ask a Local.
Antony, you're a local.
Who do we have here tonight?
Okay.
Antony, we have it on good authority that you live here on Vishon Island year-round.
Yeah.
So you live in your vacation home. That's just the one?
No, I don't vacation. It's just our house.
What? I don't understand. Do you visit your other homes regularly so you can get off?
I don't have another home.
Well, we assume you must have very excellent staff.
If you're not visiting them very often, who takes care of them?
Yeah, I think that just have the one house. I'll explain it later.
What do you mean the one house? You mean here on this island?
No, I
this
mean
island?
The one house in my whole life. It's the one.
One house for his whole life.
Do you mean one butler or do you have a couple different
No, I mean it's the house... And then, it's
feeling
hard
better and better that we gave him a job. He is getting paid, isn't
he?
We should check in with Jeff about
indigent?
That. No, I don't think he's a local,
in that
Native American or anything. Is that what you mean?
I don't know. Oh, baby, I'm so excited for our favorite segment. It's time for the...
Oh. I got so wrapped up in my life. Hang on.
Oh, he thought we were still talking to him. Number nine. How cute.
Night.
What do we have tonight, sister?
Okay.
I'm starving, by the way.
A beautiful package sent to us by Geraldo. I thought it was going to be Geraldo Rivera,
but it's Geraldo
Reynolds. And he sent these from West Tacoma, Washington.
Is there a West Tacoma? I don't even know if there's a mainland Tacoma.
So he sent us this beautiful little tin. Would you call that a tin?
Sure.
It's Faridies. Since 1973, the world's best peanuts and specialty foods. These are Virginia peanuts.
The world's best.
Peanuts. They're coated with pure honey. And the honey roast.
I don't mind that at all. Pure and you know, honey. We are not heiresses, yeah. Specifically Filberts.
That's right.
We don't mind if other people want to share their nuts with us. We'll put their nuts in our mouth too.
I wish they would just stick to Filberts.
But please send us your nuts.
Okay.
Pre-packaged. And we don't mean like in wax paper.
Yeah.
Homegrown, hand sewn. No.
All over the world want to send us.
We want to break the seal.
And we want to get our mouth around these. Now these. A honey roasted, but I'm going to read the ingredients because did I not tell you pure honey?
And you said it was covered in honey.
Covered. Here's your ingredients. Virginia peanuts, raw cane sugar, more sugar, then the honey. So the honey did come into play. Peanut oil, potato starch.
Oh, my.
Interesting. And salt.
That's going to back me right
the
up.
The xanthan gum. Maybe I should
soak them in my champagne for a little while.
I'm going to taste the nut and then I'm going to pass it around.
Please. I'll take some.
And
this is what we usually do. If Bruce Springsteen was here tonight, we'd ask him, but we would ask him to rate these nuts on a scale of 1 to 100 in the following categories.
Attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal.
Taste and texture.
And I think that's it.
Oh, that's it.
All right, take Anthony.
Anybody?
Stand in. What do you say, Anthony? And what do you say, Nance? On attractiveness, beauty,
very
and overall
sweet.
Sex appeal, category 1 to 100. I think the texture is great. Oh, we're not on texture. We're on attractiveness.
That's all right. I think it all goes together, as you know. I love the caramel color of these.
The great color.
I think that comes from the honey.
Yeah.
Or they could have been microwaved at some point.
A
nice crunch, a very nice give. When you want that resistance, it gives it to you. It doesn't give up too easily.
It's not fighting you.
It's not a slutty nut. Nope. And no shaming, of course.
Anthony, what do you think?
I'm doing intermittent fasting, so I really shouldn't be eating these right now.
Oh.
Chris Austin?
Are there nuts in there? Because I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So one of them is on a diet, and the other one is going to die from it. All right. So more for us. So, sister, is this a nut you'd like to wrap your lips around?
Oh, I would buy this nut. I'd like to stock some in the limo. Thank you, Geraldo Reynolds, of West Tacoma.
Big claps from you, and do try the Filbert sometime, if you wouldn't mind. We'll do a little nut reciprocity. Put your nuts in our mouth, and you put yours in theirs. Syntax is totally lost on me tonight. Oh, wait. Oh, and should we remind you that you're listening to the broadcast on The Voice of Ashawn, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofashawn.org, and we are here with no guest. Just got another text in Springsteen's manager.
What did he say?
They were unsuccessful in hailing a cab,
but had
managed to hitch a ride in the back of a pickup truck. Fingers crossed.
Listen, if anything, maybe he'll write a new song about his adventures today.
He's titled, Thank God It's Not My Hometown.
That was a good reference. You're so funny.
Takes one to know one.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's time for our favorite segment.
Well, what are we going to do?
This is our segment. Everybody knows. You hear the music, the beautiful.
Charo comes on, and you know what's about to happen.
It's time for Who's Touching You Now.
Every guest starts to kind of wiggle
they
in
get
the seat.
They get
so
for
excited.
This.
And also, the puzzled look on their face all night about who's Ian
who's
and who's Nancy.
Who's
they
be?
Think, finally. Finally, it's going to become clear.
It's like taking the SATs, or maybe it's like prom night, you know, all rolled into one.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's the second freaking coming.
And
yeah.
So who are we going to touch? Well, we have Chris and Anthony here tonight.
I don't really want to touch an island resident.
Not again. Not after you cease and desist.
No. You know what? I'm a little tender about that.
To tease you.
So
I'm so sorry.
But you know what? The more you tease, the easier it gets. So keep on going.
Okay. I'm going to keep reminding you about the last time you made someone very uncomfortable.
Oh, brother. Well, I mean, No Bruce, but I guess that's it. That's our show, folks.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how. I don't understand it.
How is this possible? Thanks for nothing, Bruce Springsteen.
Listen, stay in the conversation with us and Bruce. Oh, boy. On Facebook, on the Instagram.
See you next time right here on the broadcast where we chat with guests Crystal Gale and Danny Trejo to talk about their struggles with IVF.
IVF or IBS? Which one?
Tune in to find out.
We hate to say goodbye, friends, but we gotta. Goodbye, Vishawn. Stay beautiful. Or just keep doing what you're doing.
And imagine this wonderful music playing out.
Who's knocking on the window? Bruce?
Is that him?
Oh,
okay, we gotta go.
What happened to you? Why are you all wet?
Oh, there he is. Oh, his pants look tighter than usual.
Oh, my God.